This is KUT. Last year, more people died from drug overdoses than from traffic accidents nationwide. The majority of these deaths involve opioids, whether that's prescription medication or street drugs. In Austin, some addicts are replacing opioids with an herbal supplement, but as Michael O'Brien reports, some other states are moving to ban the substance.
I've been hearing about a new drug in town. Well, technically it isn't a drug, it's a dietary supplement, which means that as far as the FDA is concerned, it's legal. It comes from Thailand, where they make it by grinding down the broad leaves of the tropical Mitrangin speciosa plant into a fine powder. They call it kratom. Over the last few years, it's become more popular on this side of the Pacific. In lower doses, this cousin of the coffee plant works as a mild stimulant. It also acts on our opioid receptors, so if you take enough, it induces an opioid-like euphoria. As it's not an actual opioid, it doesn't get you as high as pills or street drugs. Still, several states have moved to outlaw the substance, though not Texas. To find out more, I went looking for someone who uses it here in Austin.
My name's Sam, and I am a local superhero.
Sam Gambar is a face from the Austin music scene. I'm riding along with him to go pick up his monthly supply.
Kratom kind of helps motivate. Gives me a little extra boost, like some people do a cup of coffee.
Just what does it feel like? It just feels like a cup of coffee?
Part of it is definitely stimulating, but it's mostly just euphoria. I used to definitely abuse pharmaceuticals, hydrocodone, Norco, Percocet, Lortab, Lorazep. This has definitely been a great replacement for it.
He says there are a lot of reasons that he switched from pills to kratom. It's cheaper, the comedown is milder, and it's hard to OD on. If you take too much, you just end up throwing up.
Do you know many people who have ever used it to, like, kick heroin or?
Absolutely. Since I was turned on to it 3 years ago, I can name about 30 people.
And why it's caught on with them?
I think it's the difference of not dying, maybe, and dying.
It absolutely helps people.
This is Mark Kinsley from the Austin Harm Reduction Coalition. The group meets addicts on the streets where they live, bringing services directly to them.
Bottoming out right now in the opioid epidemic looks like death. It's really hard to do good work and get people services when they're dead.
As a former IV user, for Kinsley, this is an intensely personal matter. He's been working in harm reduction treatment since the 1980s. He sums up the ethos.
Recovery is any positive change based on where you're at in that particular moment. And so just being realistic about what addiction looks like.
This could mean distributing clean needles, getting addicts to see a doctor, or moving them to a safer drug. Like Gambar, Kinsley has seen kratom used as a substitute for street drugs. It can also help get people completely off of drugs by taking the edge off of withdrawal.
Because when you're sick, you're going to end up going out and using. People that are motivated to not be using, kratom is a really good tool to help them stave off that period of withdrawal.
Methadone and similar pharmaceuticals have traditionally played this role, but they can be hard to kick too. After a recent relapse, Kinsley himself had to use kratom as a stepping stone off those drugs.
There is a massive amount of people in the state of Texas that could really benefit from this. We're number two in the United States for healthcare costs associated with opioid abuse.
Texas spends nearly $2 billion a year on opioid-related healthcare costs. Kratom is cheap and available without a prescription. And in the end, it's really all about having more tools in the kit.
The reality of it is that our success rates are so small. This needs to be on the table for people that this may work for, right? It's a pretty humane way of treating people.
I do agree there is a harm reduction benefit to using kratom.
This is Dr. Carlos Tirado out of Austin.
I'm an addiction psychiatrist, and I've been in both academic and private practice for the last 10 years.
Some of his patients have used kratom with success. Because it is a dietary supplement, it's too loosely regulated for him to recommend. But if a patient asks him about it, he'll tell them how to use it safely. Because it is relatively safe, he says, the number of people overdosing primarily on kratom is low. But this hasn't stopped six states from banning it, citing its dangers and addictive potential. But
the number of people who are coming in who are reporting a primary addiction to kratom are actually quite low.
Dr. Tirado doesn't love its unregulated status, but he says a ban will just drive people to a dangerous black market. Even so, more states are lining up to be next. The state of New York prides itself as a leader in addiction treatment, but they've got a bill pending that would ban kratom. It was introduced by State Senator David Carlucci. He says he's frustrated with the number of overdose deaths. I asked his office if he consulted with any addiction specialists before proposing the bill. The senator responded that until the FDA approves the substance, he doesn't feel it's safe enough to consume. Back at his place, Gambar runs me through his ritual.
This is like more of a baking teaspoon.
He pours it out of the baggie.
You want to loosely...
Measures it out.
Loosely packed. It's easier to gauge your dosage.
Splashes a little seltzer in his mouth. And dumps in a teaspoon.
Ugh. I think the bubbles definitely help.
Sam swallows a couple more teaspoons and moves on with his day. In 2014, there were 2,600 drug overdose deaths in Texas. Not all those involved opioids, and experts say that many Texas overdose deaths are going unreported. The FDA's official position is that kratom has no legitimate medical use. Michael O'Brien, KUT News.